The existence of the three cultures in the city of Cordoba can be confirmed by the religious temples dedicated to each of these religions. The Synagogue of Cordoba was built to house the prayers of the Jewish community that spread throughout the southwestern part of the city, known as the Jewish Quarter. The architectural structure follows a series of standards observable in any Jewish temple. First of all, it was to be a building that would be unnoticed among the surrounding dwellings, hence the absence of large windows at ground level. In addition, it had to face the east, towards Jerusalem. There was no direct access to the prayer hall from the outside. Instead, it was necessary to pass through a courtyard where a water well was located and where the purification rituals were performed prior to prayer. From this courtyard, there was access to a hall that was used as an antechamber to the prayer hall and which in this case has a staircase leading to the upper gallery, a place for women. The arrangement of the worshippers in the prayer hall followed a hierarchical order. Thus, directly in front of the sacred writings of the Torah is where the elders were replaced, followed by the men who would remain standing during the religious ceremonies. However, if there is one thing that makes the Cordoba Synagogue stand out, it is its original Mudéjar style decoration. In the upper part of the temple, the walls are covered with autariques, a type of plaster decoration depicting plant and religious motifs, as well as inscriptions of passages from the Book of Psalms. On the other hand, the decoration of the lower part raises a number of doubts, as although it is not currently decorated, there may have been plasterwork, tiling, or even temporary elements such as guadamecillas, bossed leather, carpets, or looms.